And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Steph Barnett. Still Pride season, so today we're looking at the events from Western over the weekend.
Plus landmark ruling on the prep and an update on where the Bears are. So stay with us for the next hour. One and all.
Good evening, everybody. How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
So, hello, Lucy.
Hiya.
How are Long you? Time no see.
It has been,
You haven't been in the studio for a number of weeks, Lucy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yes. I've been...
we're going to lash you to the chair today. All
right. Right, okay.
In a nice way.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Yeah, you've been moving house, haven't you?
I've been writing a dissertation.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh.
Much more serious. And,
It's not been
stressful.
Fun.
Stressful.
It's not been fun, no. But it's in now.
I don't know anyone that likes writing dissertations.
No, I don't know why people do it. But,
well,
yeah.
They want... Is it a degree?
A master's. Master's of science, yeah.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
Check you out, girl.
So well, is it all done now, though, then?
Well, they have to mark it, and I have to go to a viva, and I have to do all that.
What's a viva?
That's where they call you in and they ask you to defend the argument that you've put forward in your dissertation. Oh. So your master's is read by a load of people who have PhDs, and then they call you in and you spend 15 minutes getting grilled about why the approach you took and the conclusions, and they try to poke holes in your argument, basically.
Oh, right.
Which sounds even worse.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
That is worse than the dissertation.
I don't know, but yeah. So anyway. I'm back.
Radio's good practice, then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you both a copy to read later, and then next week you can have some questions.
Thank you. Well, we've only got between 1 and 45,000 listeners tonight, so you'll be
something
fine.
Something like that. So do you want to list the stations?
List the stations.
Yeah.
We're live now on Froome FM. We're live on Pirate Nation across Europe. And we're, of course, our home station, BCFM 93.2, across the Sinning County of Bristol. Tomorrow, we're live at... we're live at 9
not
later.
Live.
We're rebroadcast tonight at 9 on Glastonbury FM. Tomorrow, we're on at 9 o'clock on Bay. And then across South Gloucestershire, Bradley Stoke FM 103.4, which is 10 o'clock tomorrow.
So what you're saying is I should go away and write more master's degrees because...
Yeah, come on, impress us.
Pretty much it just gets more listeners. I'm sure that's not what it was. I'm sure it was the content.
Yes.
It's a bit of sad news earlier. I was reading a gay Syrian guy was found beheaded in Istanbul.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's quite sad.
They never seem to make the main news here, those kind of stories, do they?
No. I picked that one up from the BBC, but obviously it wasn't sort of major headlines. But in Turkey, it's the LGBT community are on edge anyway because of Erdogan and what he's up to at the moment after the coup.
Yeah. Mm.
So I was going to tell you about another story in top of show, but I'm actually going to leave it for Zoo later on.
Oh, about the cafe.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later when we got the whole lot in.
Yes.
Talking. I said, Zoo, no one's going to know what I mean by
we're
that.
Gonna be
we call the bit at the
cafes.
End when it's a bit like a zoo in here, when everyone's in here. We call that Zoo Radio. But we need some events, please. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
So, what are we doing this week?
Right, so this weekend, it's a bit of a niche one, but have you ever heard of roller derby?
Yes.
Yeah,
very big in the 70s, roller derby.
Right, well, it's coming back in a bit. Are you happy with what roller derby is, Andy?
He's too young.
Yes.
Yeah. He wasn't even born in the 70s.
But it involves...
I used to go roller skating.
It's competitive in nature. It's generally two teams. You you gain. I'm not too up on it, so please don't any roller derby aficionados come in and correct me.
No, do basically, please. She's got to learn. She's doing a dissertation.
The two teams compete and win points by completing as many laps of the ring as possible. But you can also block your opponents, so it's all a little bit. It all gets very, very tactical.
What? Not let them get past you.
Yeah, not let them get past you.
There was a movie, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Whip It.
Was that called Rollerball?
No, that was a very different kind of film and about a very different kind of game. There was a movie starring Ellen Page, who is a fabulous gay icon, and it was all about her time in the roller derby. And because it's generally female teams who do roller derby, because there is a tendency for attitude and kind of tough talking, no nonsense kind of women who like to get involved in this, it's got a massive gay following. So there we go. Among the lesbian community.
Where's it coming to then?
Right, yes.
Bristol?
Well, Bristol has a roller derby team.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we need to get them in.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We have a roller derby team. And this Sunday at UWE, it is a triple header for the Tier 2 National South playoffs. Quite an important, there's three games, and it's quite important because the teams will be competing for a spot in the playoffs for promotion to National Tier 1. And Bristol is one of those teams.
Ooh.
Yes. So
is this something to go watch, or can you take part in?
No, it's definitely go watch, go cheer, go. It's a really good spectacle, and it's really, really worth checking out. Of course, I'm sure Bristol Roller Derby, if we ever get them in, I'm sure they would have to say they're always happy to, you know, take new people who are interested in trying it out.
If you do go to watch it, though, you need to wear flares and platforms. just saying.
It's going through a bit of a resurgence at the moment. So it's up at University of West of England. And I will put the website up later today. You can get tickets, and doors open at 12 p.m. This Sunday, 7th of August. Oh. Yeah, doors open at 12 p.m. And for your money, you will get a good 7 hours of fantastic roller derby action. First of all, Bristol Roller Derby will be up against the London Rocking Rollers. And that's a pretty key game for Bristol, because if they win, they go into the playoffs for promotion. After that, the Southwest Angels of Terror versus the Portsmouth Roller Wenches. And then finally, the Big
Interesting
Bucks.
Names.
It's all part of it. That's all thing. When you become a roller derby member, you get to choose your name, and it's always a little bit sort of sassy, and you know, and there's loads of tattoos, and everybody's got multicoloured hair. It's really, really fun to watch. It's definitely fun to watch. Final match: Big Bucks High Rollers versus Croydon Roller Derby. They just
Excellent.
Decided to be very functional.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale. They are £10 in advance, or £12 on the door. If you're a kid under 10, you go free. And if you're 10 to 15 years old, it's £2 in advance, £4 on the door.
Is there discounts for lesbians?
It really depends. It really depends how many nice banners you make for the players, I think. So yeah, that's up at the French A campus for UWE, the UWE Centre for Sport, this Sunday. So I will put all the details up on the website.
Be there or be square.
It sounds like we'll have to try and get them on the show as well.
We'll have to try, because it's really fun to watch. It's quite a spectacle.
I'll tell you, you've seen one before, have you?
A very long time ago. Yeah. But I keep on meaning. I have a good friend who has been trying to get to roller derby for ages, so I must let her know as well. Hope she's listening. But yeah, it's got a huge gay following amongst the ladies. Anyway,
I love it. I've lived in Bristol all these years, and you still find out new things. I never knew we had a roller derby team.
Yes, we do.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cool. Thank you very much, Lucy.
No worries.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
That's Ace of Base, and all for you.
Yeah, just for you. Yep.
Oh, just for you.
Just for you.
Oh, well, I'm right. After. I thought you were correcting me on the name of the song.
I'll kick you in a minute. Remix over by Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, nice one there.
It's because Seventh Heaven are involved.
Yeah, I don't know. Ace of Base, I don't think they're still making music, are they?
No idea.
I used to love them when I was a teenager, I suppose. Yeah. All That She Wants. Remember that one?
Yeah, but that is a better version than the original, in my humble opinion.
Well, that's because you're like me. You like all the dancey versions of everything. Yes. I do that too.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the husband turns around and he's like, oh, no, I prefer the original. Still. Anyway, tell me, Steffi, what was Weston like?
It was hot, damn hot.
Was it?
Yes.
Really, really hot.
It was a lovely day. It was the biggest Western Pride ever.
Yeah.
The march was the biggest. The biggest acts. I managed to get interviews from all of them. Thank you to the organisers because they gave me free rein for wherever I wanted to go.
I saw you got photo. Well, it wasn't you, was it? But you were in the photo. You got photobombed by Nikki French.
No, I've got a photo of me and Nikki French. I made sure of that. And Rosala. Because there's somebody called Ivan Jackson who had a hug from her from Bristol Pride. Robbie,
we had on the show last week. So I saw him post up a selfie, and you can just see Nikki French in the background jumping into the picture.
Well, she came running across because he was just taking a selfie of us, the group of us, and Nikki French came running across from the stage and just jumped in.
So, well, this is your piece. Do you want to intro it?
Yes, this is Western Pride last weekend. Hello, Ava. Now, you've got... How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. And you've got your own business?
Yes, that is correct.
And you're in support of Western Pride?
Yes. And this is my own little business, and I sell rings and colourful rocks.
Yeah? What do you think of the day today so far and the people that you've met?
I think that they're very kind people, and I've got a balloon, but then that popped.
What do you think Western Pride is all about?
It's about having fun, and it's about, like, being who you are without being judged. It's all about being happy, and it's that you can be whoever you are, and at this time, and you don't have to be judged, and you're just being happy.
Yes, and are you happy now with your stall and all your rings that you've got?
I'm very, very happy.
And you've put little messages on, haven't you?
Yes. My favourite message was the one that said, "It doesn't matter who you love, it just matters that you have love."
I think that sort of sets up the whole day, don't you?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. I've just bumped in to the Mayor of Weston. Have you got the rainbow flag flying today?
Yes, we have, from the Mayor's parlour. Just behind you is the Mayor's parlour, and the flag was flown yesterday afternoon. We had a little ceremony by Nigel. So yes, we're off and running.
Thank you so much for spending some moments with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I'm with Laurie Bush. Now, I've just been actually almost arrested by the police to drag me into this. Now, you're part of a charity. Do you actually run the charity? Or
I am one of the trustees, the Mankind Initiative. We are a charity set up to support male victims of domestic abuse and their families. And we've been running since 2001 as a registered charity. We provide an information support and signposting service and a listening service to victims of domestic abuse. And as I say, their families, our largest increases in callers are mothers and sisters.
You're quite inclusive.
Yeah, we are very inclusive. We believe that no one should be a victim of domestic abuse, and if they are, the services should be there to support them. So we don't turn anyone away. We have a rather large database of services for all over the country that we can help people to access the services that they need to help them progress.
Are you part of a national charity that is localised?
We are the national charity. Our head office is based in Taunton in Somerset for the charity, so that's where our corporate office is from, but we take calls from all over the country. And quite literally, we've had calls from all over the world looking for support. We travel the country to do training and presentations.
Ah, so you've got a network of people that work with you, yeah?
Yes, yes. We are a group that's... we're very close-knit, and we provide a strategic service as well. So we provide responses to government consultations. We just get involved. We work with students who are doing their dissertations and come to us for information on male victims because they're doing domestic abuse and they want more information than what is readily available widely out there. So we have come a long way. There's now a total of 78 bed refuge spaces in the country for male victims, but they are very widely spread out. and may not necessarily be in the area that would be convenient, say if a man was working.
Right, so if somebody wants more information on this, or to help, or to donate, have you got a website?
Yes, we're www.mankind.org.uk. And you're more than welcome. Our helpline is open Monday to Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m., and it's 01823-334-229.
Kelly Soretti, you've just come off stage. Let the crowd give you such a round of applause.
It was lovely. I've done it before and I love doing it every year.
Troy, you are slightly damp.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
It was flying off of you.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's just the heat. It's the energy you got to put into it as well.
Absolutely. That was
rain,
good.
Rain, shine, heat. No, well, you've got to keep going. Got to keep pushing. So.
Thriller was superb. Loved it.
Thank you. No, actually, it was... I really enjoyed performing, like a slightly different version, so everyone's like, this is good. So I love getting the crowd interaction and getting them going, and good.
They were jigging. I was out of breath just watching you.
I'm going to be honest, I think making the remix, I was like, would I be alright? So I put the slow song in there, just but even that was still quite fast, so I managed to catch a breath getting changed for like the millionth time.
See you taking your trousers off.
Yeah,
I think the whole park stopped at that moment.
And I was on the floor ripping trousers and putting other ones back on, but less than a minute. It's a full costume change in less than a minute.
We saw, impressive. You've got a good team.
Yeah, no, that's what it's my older sister and cousins, so they've been helping for years. They know what to expect, and always something unexpected. When we did dress rehearsals, half the stuff I did today I didn't even do. So
you're kidding me, really?
Yeah, a lot of it was just I let the music tell me what to do, and as you could probably tell. But no, it was good. Really, really had fun. Can't wait for the next one.
You need to now have a wipe down.
Yes.
Have you got somebody who's got a towel who can give you a rub down, or are you just going to go out into the park? There'd be volunteers.
I've got towels. I've even got a shower ready as well. So I'll be back later on in my shorts and ready to actually enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks, Troy. Have a rest.
I will do. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Kyle.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How do you think that went? The crowd seemed to love it.
I really enjoyed it. Do you know what it meant so much to me? Doing my own material and the kids getting into it. It's a good sign.
Are you a West Country boy?
I am actually, yes.
Yeah. Bristol or is it Somerset?
Taunton.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, that far down?
So not far. So I live in like Telford now, so I'm down here for today, and it's nice to be back.
Is this your first Pride?
It's my first Western Pride. The last one I did Stoke. That was 2 weeks ago.
Did you actually write the material?
Yeah, my own song was the third one I did, Piscean Tonight. I'm working on a few at the moment. Doing one later this year with Jason Prince, which I'm excited about. Thank you.
I just bumped into Nikki French. Yes, the Nikki French. Let's go somewhere quiet. Yep, we found a van that just happened to be parked in a field somewhere next to the stage. Nikki, it's so good to see you again. Last time I saw you was at Bristol Pride.
That was a long, long time ago, wasn't it? Every time Bristol comes up, I think, oh, please ask me again. But no, I haven't done it for years, have I?
Are you excited? Is this your first Western one?
First Western Pride, yes. Yeah, yeah, I mean, well done to them, and thank goodness we've got nice weather. This always makes a difference with Pride.
The other week it was Bristol Pride. They had the biggest one ever, and this is the biggest Western Pride as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, I'm honoured to be a part of it, I have to say.
I think you're probably the draw. You and Rosala,
no.
they're pouring through the gates to see you.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you.
What are you going to be singing? The club favourites?
I think the old favourites will be in there. Total Eclipse and the Eurovision song. And the newer song from last year, This Love.
I love that. I played the Seventh Heaven remix.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what's lovely is that sort of in previous years, people will ask me, are you doing Total Eclipse? Or are you doing Don't Play That Song Again? Now, there are gigs where people say to me, are you singing This Love? And that's lovely, because that really, you then know that it's made a mark, it's made made an impact.
It's a fantastic track.
It's a
Did you actually
number.
write that?
No, Mike Stock wrote it. So I've been back working with Mike in the last couple of years. And this was the first single from last year. And he has promised people another single in August, but we're kind of running out of time now.
Yes, you are.
Yes. So I'm not quite sure what's happening, but...
Now, later on, we've got two guys called Scar. Now, you did the backing vocals, didn't you, to the latest one?
I did. Yes, I did. Well, you see, Energize Records, I'm still very, very good friends with them. They're, you know, they mean the world to me. They are my family, effectively. And even though I'm now working with Mike, I mean, Energize were the first people I went to when Mike contacted me about working together again. And they said, you know, you have to do that. You have to have a go. So, but we've stayed friends, you know, and everybody knows that. And so when they want backing vocals done, they come to what they call one take Frenchie. And
you do have a reputation then.
I know, it's nice, it's nice. I love doing backing vocals. It's the thing I love the most because I love harmonies. So, yeah, I love constructing, you know, some phrase or another for different songs. But yes, so they came to me about doing the backing vocals for this song, The Message. And
they're on later.
Yes,
I just met them. They were in the studio last week. We were interviewing them.
Oh, fantastic.
So I said, oh, are you going to meet Nicky French?
Yes.
So I'm not sure whether we're going to meet another rank.
Yes, Rob came and introduced himself.
Oh, good.
So, yes. So that's going to be great, listening to it. And it's doing so well for Energize. They're even surprised. They're like, we don't know what the magic formula is, but we've got it in this song.
You have. Rosala's part of Energize as well, is that right?
She now is, yes. She's done some recording with them, and I did some backing vocals for her song as well.
Really?
Well, it's a duet that she's done with a guy called Alan Jay. And I went in and gave them some, I suppose it was vocal guidance or something. And then they said, oh, can you stick some backing vocals on? So I'd quickly just sort of...
Thank you so much, Nicky.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank you all.
Now, bring down the house. We've got two of you. What's your name?
Emma.
And yours?
Natalie.
Now, you're the two female lead singers, yeah? Yeah, and I love the way it bounced between the male lead and you two.
Which is
Richard, come here, Richard.
Being interviewed.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You had the best reaction all day.
Wow.
I've been here since early this morning.
Oh,
and you've done so well. How did it look from the stage?
Oh, it looked amazing. Everybody looked like they're having a great time. Absolutely smiles on everyone's face. Just a wonderful event.
I loved when Troy jumped the fence and got on stage.
Yeah, amazing. We love it. We love it. We saw him dancing on the side and we said, you better get on the stage now. So it was the arm up in the air, get on that stage. And
well, I think the hint of him being good was that he did Michael Jackson earlier on. So
okay.
That was the hint.
Yeah.
How far are you off? You're quite pregnant, aren't you? And I was absolutely amazed at the energy you've got. You were really flinging it around.
I have got 1 month to go. This is actually my last gig before I go and have a little baby.
Is this your first Pride?
Yes, this is my first Pride visiting or performing. It's great. Love the atmosphere.
If there's a gig and there's a party, we'll come to it. It's great.
Excellent. Well, you certainly get the party started.
Absolutely.
That was the longest set of every act so far, and your energy levels just stayed the same.
Well, we usually do in an event sort of 2 hour sets, and yeah, we just had a fabulous time, and the energy out there is great, and that helps us keep that energy when we're performing.
Like I said, that was the most energy I've seen in the park all day.
Yeah,
you nailed it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
what we came
time.
To do.
Thank you so much for spending time with Shout Out. Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rosala, we meet again.
Meet again.
Just a few weeks, and you were on BCFM Shout Out. We're here again. A little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But a very good vibe.
Yeah, I told one of my singing friends, Nicky French, just told me how amazing it is. The audience reaction has been fantastic, and they're all up for it. That's all I care about.
It is. It's been a really good day today. Now, are you going to perform a similar set to what you did in Bristol?
Yes, I am. Nigel said he watched the Bristol set, and he's like, you have to do exactly the same.
You were brilliant then,
thank
and
you.
You're going to be brilliant, obviously,
thank
again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I look forward to it.
Lloyd, BCFM Shoutout. Absolutely superb. What a reaction.
I absolutely loved it. Absolutely brilliant.
I noticed that the crowds were quite a few feet back from the fences before you went on. When you went on, they're hanging over it.
Oh, bless them. It's so sweet. It's so nice to be here. The atmosphere is just absolutely brilliant.
Isn't it? It's very chilled atmosphere. Very chilled. Is this your first Pride?
No, this is probably my 40th Pride.
You're kidding me. Wow.
I've done so many. They're amazing.
You obviously like it. You like the atmosphere of a Pride.
This is even more different to a festival because everybody's so involved in one another beautifully. And the harmony of it is just stunning. So I love it.
Yeah. Lloyd Daniels, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I'd like to see you at the next one.
Yes.
Make sure you're at the Bristol one.
Of course, definitely. I'd love to.
Thank you.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, dear.
I can't read the script now. Got tears in my eyes. What a good track that was.
Very unprofessional. Yes. We were having a very naughty conversation off air then.
That was a clean edit.
No swear words in that track. That was how it came about, because Steph just turned around to me while the song was playing and she went, "There's a swear word at such and such a time." I'm like, "What did you need that in?" Which wasn't actually true.
Got your heart pumping now, didn't it?
It did get my heart pumping. Yeah. How to wake me up mid-show. So. But anyway, new team are here. Let's get some headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, 4th of August.
Gay sports watchers have responded with some glee at the misfortunes of notoriously homophobic boxer Tyson Fury, who's facing an investigation for using an illegal substance called nalaladrone. Traces of the barred substance were found in a doping test earlier this year, and the national anti-doping bodies for the sport are investigating. Fury, who's known for his eccentric views on homosexuality, believes that a Gay Rights Act passed in 1977 legalized sex with children, and that gay people in society means that Jesus of Nazareth will soon walk the earth. For the record, the Gay Rights Act of 1977 exists only in Fury's head. Fury remained defiant on his Twitter feed, however, threatening litigation against the National Anti-Doping Board.
Heavy metal radio station Kerrang and the vibrant metal press are among the media reporting on top metal band Slipknot taking a stand against anti-transgendered legislation in North Carolina, which proposed to prevent trans people from using bathrooms congruent with their gender identity. The band are going ahead with a gig in the state, but have partnered with a local LGBT rights organisation to slam the anti-gay and anti-trans legislature. Pink News notes that celebrities including Bruce Springsteen, Bryan Adams and Sharon Stone have cancelled engagements in North Carolina and Mississippi, which introduced similar law. Heavy metal has a mixed record of LGBT civil rights, with some artists possibly revelling in homophobia.
Radio Free Europe is a crucial voice for the LGBT people in an increasingly conservative Russia. The shortwave radio station, launched in 1953 by the US to provide a pro-liberal and pro-Western voice at the Soviet bloc countries, has survived the fall of communism and today is a trusted source of news in states where democracy is fragile and where independent media is under threat. This week, the station looked back at the rollercoaster ride of gay rights in Russia since the fall of the communist bloc countries. From an initial thaw to the newly muscular influence of the Orthodox Church and problems with neo-Nazis and ultra-nationalists. A photo gallery of the last 25 years of activism is posted at the station's website. Visit shoutoutradio.lgbt for a link to see it.
Britain's gutter press have been accused of harking back to the bad old days of homophobic headlines of the 1980s after a National AIDS Trust won a court case compelling the NHS England to offer PrEP, HIV treatments to people at risk of HIV transmission. However, the usual anti-gay mouthpieces tried to whip up prejudice over the news. Daily Mail newspaper, which is much ridiculed for its opinionated reportage, is presented PrEP as a zero-sum equation in which people with chronic illness such as cystic fibrosis or cataracts would inevitably lose to immoral lifestyles. Guests on Sky News newspaper review slammed the paper for the tone of its reporting and noted that, in the long run, implementing PrEP would save the NHS masses of money.
Isaiah Wilson for the United States-based National Black Justice Coalition has been writing in the gay magazine The Advocate about the group and its work. He says that the coalition aims to link up the struggle for gay, trans and black civil rights in a country with profound issues with bigotry and racism. In the hard-hitting piece, he reports that many trans people of colour are systematically targeted by the police on the incorrect assumption that they must be involved in sex work. And he also catalogues lower-level harassment of gay and bisexual men too. For Isaiah's full article, visit theadvocate.com.
And finally, it's nice to be able to finish with some good news. International news. Gay Times, whose August edition is out now, reports that Seattle has joined a small number of US cities to formally ban the practice of what is deemed ex-gay therapy on children. That is, trying to use psychotherapy to turn gay or gender nonconformist children into heteronormative individuals. Such treatments are fringe and illegal in the UK, but in parts of the world are a major bulwark of anti-gay politics. The Seattle ruling prohibits mental health practitioners from trying to change gay or bisexual children and teenagers. However, if adults want to pursue what is sometimes named as pray away the gay ministries at their own expense, they are free to do so.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Tara
and Ivan Jackson.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, because there's some good news about Where the Bears Are.
Yeah, there is.
Of course, we've had Rick on the show before, which was great. But something a little bit more serious we want to talk about, because it's sort of breaking news, really, isn't it? It's been going on today, and when did it start?
It's basically over the court case that's just taken place over PrEP. And as you know, last month, the NHS decided to come out and say they were not going to fund PrEP.
Just odd.
Well, very odd, but they were saying because they were legally barred from funding PrEP. They were claiming,
thought they weren't legally responsible.
Weren't legally responsible, but they're actually legally unable. This is their take, that they were legally unable to prescribe PrEP because they say it was the remit of local councils to provide sex prevention, this kind of preventative these techniques, and it wasn't in their remit to provide PrEP on prescription. Well, of course, all the HIV charities and organisations around the world reacted in disdain to this particular comment from the NHS, and the National AIDS Trust in the UK, quite rightly so and very bravely, said, well, you know what, we don't agree with you, we're taking you to court over it. Mm-hmm. Well, that court case concluded the day before yesterday, and the National AIDS Trust won that case, and Justice Green ruled that basically the NHS were wrong and that they were legally capable of prescribing PrEP free on the NHS. Now, the NHS...
That's different from saying legally required.
That does not... Let's just be very clear about this. This does not mean that they have to provide it. It means that they are able to. That's a completely different ballgame, because they have to go back and then decide... they would have to go and decide, you know, at what level they were going to provide it, etc. But the problem at the moment, as things stand, is there are two issues. One is that the NHS have actually said... NHS England, I should say, have actually said they're going to appeal against this decision, which is outrageous. And then we also have other things that are going on in the press as well, the media reaction to it, some of which has been equally outrageous as well.
Yeah, it's been quite shocking. Some people said that the press reaction, the gutter papers like the Daily Mail and the Daily Express, have actually gone back to the kind of AIDS hysteria, homophobic reporting that characterised so much of the late 1980s, around the time that Section 28 came in. I think the Daily Mail referred to PrEP as a £5,000 lifestyle drug. Am I right?
That's correct. Yeah, the exact words. Let me quote what they said on their front page. They said, "What a skewed sense of values. NHS told to give out £5,000 a year lifestyle drug to prevent HIV as vital cataract surgery is rationed." So what they're doing is they're pitting people with different kind of illnesses or requirements against each other, and it has absolutely nothing to do with HIV prevention whatsoever.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though, but if somebody contracts HIV, it's somewhere in the region of £380,000 that the NHS will have to spend on them in their life.
Okay, let's talk about costs then, very, very briefly. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Andy. It's a huge amount of money. And actually, Truvada, which is the form of PrEP we're talking about, would save an inordinate amount of cash for the NHS in the long term. So for the NHS England to be saying, well, we don't want to fund this, or rather, oh, we can't fund it, we're going to wash our hands of this, let local councils deal with it, it strikes me as extremely short-sighted. Now, if we're still talking about cost, let me just draw a comparison. At the moment, they're talking about this providing PrEP on the NHS would cost between £10 and £20 million a year. Sounds a huge amount of money. Well, let's put that in perspective, because the NHS every year spends £80 million on prescribing paracetamol. And yes, paracetamol. And you know what? Yeah. In those prescriptions, they're paying the equivalent of 57 pence a packet, which you could actually buy in your supermarket for 14 pence. Now, there are a number of reasons about why that is the case to do with bulk buying. But, you know, let me just say this. NHS, if you are really, NHS England, if you are really worried about money and amounts like £10 or £20 million, go and look in your own backyard first and get your own statistics and your own, the way that you manage your own money at the moment. Get that sorted out first before you make comments.
I can understand like the Daily Mail going off on one, because they have a track record of doing that. Indeed, unfortunately. Yeah. But what I don't understand is why the NHS have been so kind of no, we're not going to do this, when they provide, you know, the whole point is that that's what they're there for. And there are many other preventative drugs that they use that they give prescriptions for.
It is strange, isn't it,
aren't looked at twice.
Because it was NHS England that made these statements about, you know, different groups with different illnesses pitting them against each other before the Daily Mail got there.
Talking about remits, it's not in the NHS England's remit to make moralistic judgments about people's lifestyles or what they consider to be a lifestyle, or, again, pit different communities up against each other with regards to what their needs are medically.
Well, I think they're also forgetting, because there's a huge focus on men who have sex with men where this is concerned.
Yes,
I was looking on Greg's Twitter feed. Do you remember Greg we had on from iwantprepnow.co.uk?
Yes.
He's been contacted by some people who work with sex workers, and basically they were saying, you know, that there's a need for it there as well, because, you know, sometimes it's another form of prevention, and, you know, ideally you shouldn't be in the sex industry, not illegally, although I don't think we have a legal one in this country, but, you know, if you are, things can happen that you get forced to do things. That is another way of preventing you getting an infection that could affect the rest of your life.
And this was people called out the Channel 5 programme The Right Stuff, which tends to be quite tabloid in its reportage, and they were sort of talking about gay men and HIV and that, and lots of people tweeted in and said the vast majority of people living with HIV are heterosexual anyway. You're making a conflation between the two things.
This is absolutely right, to
get that sort of tabloid reaction from people.
Are we being used as a scapegoat for this?
I think you know, the conclusion I've drawn is that there are people in NHS England who are inherently homophobic, and this is what is happening. The tabloid press are picking up on this. Yeah. Paul Tucock from Stonewall, he's written an excellent article in The Guardian, an analysis of what some of the press have had to say, and indeed what NHS England has had to say. It's worth reading, because he really does hit the nail on the head, and as he says, it's not just gay men that suffer from contracting HIV. These children that the Daily Mail is talking about as well, that might not be receiving certain treatments, they are also vulnerable to HIV too. HIV can be passed on to children at birth.
Yeah, I know a lot of the press, other members of the press have also written to the NUJ, the National Union of Journalists, and complained, and they have actually formally responded, saying that, you know, they found it deeply troubling that the Mail has continued to pit members of the public against each other when accessing healthcare, which was, you know, quite a... You know, it's nice that they're looking at it. So.
And indeed, coming back to what NHS England said, I believe that Diane Abbott, the Member of Parliament, has been asking questions about why, you know, these statements were made about HIV and versus other groups, you know, in society.
Mm.
So MPs are asking questions as well as the NUJ.
So it should prove very interesting when the appeal comes up, because I can't see any court justice actually upholding an appeal on this, because, quite frankly, to me, it seems absolutely bonkers that NHS would even want to appeal against this ruling.
Yeah.
But they have been given leave to, yes. to appeal, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, well, yeah. we have a legal system. It has to be followed, you know, whether see. We agree yep. or we disagree.
Yeah.
But what we will do is we will keep you informed of everything. What I will say is if you do want to know more about PrEP, do check out iwantprepnow.co.uk because Greg's a lovely guy. We've had him on the show before and his site is filled with information. Whatever you do, don't start taking PrEP until you've done some research into it because there's a lot you need to know behind it. So, but we'll make sure the links go up on our website along with the show. So now stay with us. We'll be back in a minute with some good news from America.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Shakira laid across Kelly Clarkson. Try everything. Stronger.
Well, she's sitting comfortably.
Well, I guess so. I'm not sure which way was led across the top of which one.
Don't start. Don't look. You've started her off again.
We're talking completely innocent music.
Oh, it's just like Monday morning, isn't it? It's just like Monday morning.
You're listening to Shout Out. It's not full of filth, I promise.
Yeah, it's not H&H. You haven't woken up to H&H on a Monday morning with me and Ivan. Mouth boxing.
Yes.
No, I do like that, miss. It's really nice, that one. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And a good message as well.
Isn't it?
A good, resilient message. Yeah.
Yeah.
From survive, yeah, and go
from
on
the
to
movie,
be a survivor.
Shakira on her own was singing that to the movie Zootopia.
Oh.
But right, Kelly Clarkson has led across her to give the next... Musically speaking.
Sorry, shit.
Your mind is always in the gutter.
Talking about the gutter.
Ever since you've had a name change, you've had issues.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Have I now?
Let's talk about bears.
Yeah.
Let's talk about bears.
There's three in the studio, isn't there?
Maybe.
Is that about all you know about bears?
They live in the woods, and there's white ones and brown ones and black ones.
There's all sorts of ones. But these are where the bears are, because the official trailer of season 5 is out. And as you know, we've had Rick Kopp in here on several occasions, I think.
If no one has heard of where the bears are, do you remember how he described it?
It's cross between Murder, She Wrote and The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with four
burly bears.
Very hairy, camp gay men,
camp either.
Not at all, yes.
It is available on iTunes and Amazon, but I believe some of them are on YouTube, aren't they?
Yes.
Some of them on YouTube?
If you go to wherethebearsare.tv, you can see the whole of our series, and there's links to all the other bits and pieces.
Right,
DVDs are out there as well, you know, you can watch. It is a web series.
The Honeymoon. The honeymoon is over.
Yeah, let me just say, it is a web series, so it's you know,
watching from the beginning.
Yes, you watch them from the beginning, and eventually
they are hilarious.
So they're episodic when they get broadcast. So this season is going to be broadcast from September the 1st. But once they have been broadcast as individual episodes, then they're strung together as one big feature
movie. It's all a Kickstarter, which is really cool.
Yeah, they raised loads of money very, very quickly. But the trailer for it is out, and as you said quite rightly, the Nelson and Todd are on their honeymoon. So two of the bears have got married, but of course, you know, there's always a bit of murder mystery going on. Nothing ever goes
and
well.
It's if you want to see the trailer, you can get to it via our website. You just go on there and search for where the bears are. We should say there is a parental advisory.
It's a little bit saucy,
a little bit racy
and the language is fruity, but there are guest appearances, by the way. I've mentioned this before, but in case you haven't heard, Chaz Bono's in it. That is Cher's trans son, and I say that because he was formerly known as Chastity Bono, but he's in it. He plays a cameo role, and he's great fun. He's
fabulous.
A big LGBT activist as well.
He is, yeah.
Paris Hilton's in it, lately from Hot in Cleveland.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to cut you off there, else we won't have time to talk about our last little item, which we mentioned on the show, so we must mention. Well,
just to mention.
And it is about Steph's new job.
Oh.
Yeah, my new job in
she's
the cafe.
£50
£50 for a cappuccino.
I'm
moving from Starbucks.
You're going to Paddington, aren't you?
It's Cafe Fellatio.
Well, it's not called Cafe.
No, but that's what Mary thinks it should be called.
It's Fellatio. It's a cafe that's going to be offering coffee and fellatio, allegedly. Yeah. They're trying to get a license.
This is in the Evening Standard, isn't it?
So we're not making it up. It's out there.
Well, it's in the Evening Standard.
I suppose it's a different take on having an almond biscotti and dunking.
It's That's absolutely true.
It's a very interesting prospect, but of course, by charging £50 for the cappuccino and nothing for
other personal services,
they're not actually breaking any
allegedly. Well, allegedly, we don't know. It's a
maybe
real,
it's a bit of a grey area.
I mean, wasn't it that Westminster said Westminster Council said that they probably won't get a license for it, but they're determined.
Do you know what? Never say never. No. Never say never. And no. Apparently, there's going to be one in Switzerland as well.
Cool. Well, if it does come to fruition, we will let you know. but that's it for this week. Please remember, please do some research if you're thinking about taking
Absolutely,
PrEP.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you need some helpful links, check out the show page on this show on our website, shadowradio.lgbt.
Join us again next week, same time, same place, but for myself and the team this week. So bye,
bye
everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.